You're listening to In Conversation. I'm Joe McGill. I'm out of the studio this evening. I'm here in Dukes, and I'm here to meet Joanne Morgan, who has spent the past 20 years studying various therapies, such as integrated energy therapy, neuro-linguistic programming, and quantum thinking technologies. She also is a business and life coach. She specializes in treating people with anxiety. And before the break, Joanne, we were talking about your own anxiety and how you had to give up work because of it. And so you're out nearly 12 months, is it? How did you find a solution eventually? What was it for you, or was it a variety of solutions?
I suppose the solution in the end that really worked for me was the neuro-linguistic program, and quantum release, which is basically releasing on emotional stuff from my own past. So what I did with a wonderful lady in Limerick, Moira, was went and had some sessions with her, whereby it was working deep with my subconscious mind, really, which is what I've, because I was so fascinated, because I knew there and then that anxiety was gone forever. Because I often had the feeling before with trying different modalities, I'd get relief for a little while and think, great, it's gone. But sure enough, maybe 6 months or a year later, it would come back. So I suppose I was really at the end of my tether as well. And I thought, remember, think, this is my one last attempt. I was. So luckily, it worked.
Yeah.
And I knew there and then that was the end of anxiety for me. Because we were able to test back in, which I do with clients now, test back into the old memories. Nothing fired. So I just knew it was disconnected. So I decided there and then, okay, I want to learn how to do this. Didn't know when, where, or how, but I was going doing it. Because
yeah.
At this stage, I was a qualified life coach. Yeah, I've just always had a fascination with learning and growing and evolving. Just always have done and always will do, please God, till 90, if I'm blessed.
So you'd be the person that would go into the self-help section of a Easton's or a bookstore and buy that book?
Absolutely, yeah. Because I remember as a teenager growing up in my 20s, even at 20s, like I never read books because my friends would be readers, but they'd be reading like fiction,
yeah,
all that stuff, and I was like, I just didn't see the point. But then I came across self-help books, and oh my God, I've read so many books since I found those. It's just where I think one of the first books I ever read actually was The Power of the Subconscious Mind, which sounds a bit bizarre, but yeah, because then I could see the purpose in reading and learning and growing, and yeah, it just made sense to me.
So then you started formally studying it.
Yeah, so here I was now. It had got to the end of the anxiety pattern for me. It got to the roots, got it out, and I thought, okay, I want to learn how to do this. So that's what I did. And as it just so happened, no such thing as coincidence, as I say, I had studied lots, or read lots myself, so I had quite a bit of a background, quite a bit of a knowledge, just no, I suppose, formal study in it. So yeah, that's how I got into it. So the NLP, the neuro-linguistic programming, and the quantum release, the emotional release, that was the final piece in my jigsaw puzzle that I've brought in. Because then I had life coaching, I had the energy healing work, and now I had the subconscious mind work as well.
How does it work? Like, is this a form of psychology, or is there physical things you do, like massage or something, or like, or is it listening to someone?
Okay.
I know I'm trying to simplify it, but just so that I understand it.
No, that's a really good question. It's a bit of all of that, actually, because I do different modalities. So I suppose I'll just go back to first how we are as human beings. So we have the physical body, which we can see. And we also have an energetic body, which we can see, but there's an aura and there's chakras and there's different colours and all of that, which can be detected or seen with Kirlian photography, I think. Then we also have the mental and the emotional bodies as well. So there's like four aspects to us, or four bodies. So what I can do now is actually with the different modalities that I've chosen is I can work on those four different bodies, if we call them, just to bring everything back into alignment. So with the integrated energy healing therapy that I do, that's working on the physical body, like organs, as well as the energetic body. So it's bringing those back into alignment. So that is like lying on a plinth. It's not quite a massage, but it's just lying on a plinth, very gentle touch to various different energy points and parts of the body. So that's really good for getting like emotional stuff or issues out of the tissues, as we call it, because our cells in our body actually have a memory as well. So it's another way of just getting stuff out, healing. So then the other thing with the neuro-linguistic program that we're talking about and the emotional release and the life coaching, that is sitting down talking. That's like a conversation, just like you and I are having now. Mm. It's really no different. So then that's working on the mental and the emotional side of things and releasing on any emotional stuff that's there that's not serving us, that's linked to the past. Just whipping that out, weeding that out. So really just freeing us up to really come back into alignment, kind of where we started out when we came down here. Mm. Back into alignment, just back into flow, happiness, connected, where I believe is where we're meant to be.
Mm. What kind of people come to you? Is it like a certain person that, you know, would be into this kind of thing, or is it anyone? Like my point is, you know, the way you said you were at the end of your tether and that's why you did it. Like it was a last resort. Yeah. But is it becoming more commonplace that people would use this therapy, you know, for people that say suffer anxiety or things like that?
Yeah, most of my work, to be honest with you, is people come to me with anxiety. I suppose I feel it's my speciality, having gone through it myself. And I think that's a real connection with clients as well, because when you are sitting on that chair, you are very vulnerable. And you really... So when you're sitting there and you're looking across at someone who's gone through it and come out the other side, there's great hope there. You know, belief that, okay, I will be okay. It's just...
And you can relate on a human level as well.
Yeah. Relate on a human level. And if there's just trust, there's rapport. It's an instant good bond. Mm. So mainly anxiety and like other things in that area, like panic attacks, anxiety. And then generally people would be looking for help with something specific, because it's not like nice and fluffy. I don't mean fluffy, but it's not like a nice treatment where you go for a massage and it's...
Yeah, it's not a spa day.
It's not quite a spa day. So generally people are in pain of some description. It could very often be lack of confidence. They want to work on their confidence or self-esteem, self-value, self-worth, which sometimes actually very quickly into that session, we can see actually anxiety is what's behind that. But people don't always know that they have anxiety. They think maybe sweaty palms or the tummy going all shaky and the body shaking when they're meeting someone new, that it's a lack of confidence, but it's actually not. It's anxiety. But all of that just comes out in the conversation, to be honest with you. Then just general unhappiness with life, where they know they're not happy, know they're not reaching their full potential, very much caught up in the outside, the external world, the material stuff, but then they reach the next job or earn the X amount of money, still feeling sad or empty or still just not where they thought they would be. So it's like on some level they know that there's more to life, but looking on the outside isn't working. So I just help bring them back home, back into the heart, back into the bodies, and releasing on any emotional stuff that would have kept them out there or put them outside or disconnected with themselves in the first place. So it can be quite a lot. And then actually the energy healing, people would just come because they are actually feeling really physically fatigued, no energy, just dragging the body, dragging the legs. So that is really powerful as well. Or, you know, the foggy mind, not having clarity of mind, where they can't see the wood from the trees, indecisive. You know, those really off days that are really just awful.
Yeah.
The energy healing work is fantastic for that as well. It just clears the fog. So we can have energy blockages in our body where the energy is just trapped and it's not flowing. So that stops the clarity of mind and the sharpness and the decisiveness and all of that. So it's brilliant for clearing that and just getting back in tiptoe.
Mm. I'd imagine, just not for all people, but that first step of coming to you, that's a big thing as well, like on the road to getting better, for want of a better word, you know, just that first step to come in here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find that like the relief or something, you know, within the first few minutes?
Yeah, I guess for some people, it's different for everyone. Some people are just delighted, because I'd always chat to people in advance and kind of have a phone conversation to be sure that I can help them, know what they're coming with, and that they've kind of connected and had a little bit of a chat or rapport with me or know what I'm about or what I do. So they're not coming in the door totally cold or blind to what we're doing. Yeah, even so, some people come through the door and it's very emotional. The minute they sit on the chair, it's quite emotional. So you can see there's boxes of tissues around the place. So that's perfectly okay. It's a safe space. Everything is safe, confidential. I work at their pace to make sure the rapport and the connection is there, because you do hear a lot of stuff, and everyone has a past and has a history and very sensitive. So it has to be a really safe space, and that's my job. Mm. And to hold that safe space for them and mind them throughout. Mm. So yeah, it can be a big step for people. Mm. They're putting a lot of trust and faith in me. But I know I can look after them and hold that space.
Like, for someone like myself now, I'd be like, I want to know, like, in 5 weeks, I'll have finished this and I'll be better or whatever. Is there such a thing like that? Or does it take as long as it takes? Or is it something like the, like you said, your anxiety is never going to come back. So is that something you're working on all the time through your life?
It's disconnected now, so it can't. Anxiety is rooted or based in the emotion of fear. Okay, so by getting rid of my anxiety, was getting rid of fear that was linked to the past, something that happened or I may have perceived as danger in the past. So by getting rid of my anxiety, it got rid of that fear that was being triggered in me linked to the past. That does not mean that I will never feel fear again, because fear is a really healthy emotion. We have to feel fear again, otherwise we'd be walking under cars, buses and doing all sorts of crazy things. So, but the fear that I will feel in the future will be relevant to whatever event or situation arises. It won't be coming with a lorry load of fear from the past, driving it up to anxiety levels. That's the difference.
Very good. My guest this evening is Joanne Morgan. We're going to take a break. We'll have more after this.